From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Five civilians are dead in an explosion in the Afghan capital of Kabul, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is scheduled to visit. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the target was apparently a passing NATO convoy.
In a crowded residential area along a main NATO supply route, the explosion killed Afghan passers-by instead of the military vehicles it might have been aimed at. Security in the city is tight in anticipation of the donors' conference here on Tuesday, which will host dozens of foreign ministers from around the world, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. As part of the security crackdown, NATO spokesmen say they arrested a Taliban bomb maker in Kabul with the assistance of the Afghan police. Elsewhere in the remote western provincial capital of Farah, insurgents launched a brazen attack on the city jail. A Taliban statement claimed to have freed hundreds of prisoners, but admitted that most of them were common criminals, along with scores of jailed insurgents. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Clinton is now in Pakistan, her South Asia trip aimed at clarifying the goals of the nearly nine-year-old Afghan war. At least 40 people are dead and dozens wounded in a suicide bomb attack south of Baghdad. Iraqi authorities say the bomber targeted security personnel. It was a big quake with little impact. A 6.7 Tremor hit undersea in a remote area of Alaska earlier today. Jessica Sagala is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It happened in the Fox Islands, which are a part of the Aleutian Islands. There were no tsunami warnings issued by either of the tsunami warning centers.
There are no reports of damage or injuries, and the nearest sizable community says they only had a mild shaking. South Carolina Democrat Alvin Green, who shocked voters by winning the U.S. Senate primary, attends his first campaign rally today. Catherine Welch from member station WHQR reports.
The speech at his local NAACP meeting is also the kickoff for his U.S. Senate run against incumbent Republican Jim DeMint. The rally comes a little more than a week after the state law enforcement division said it could find no wrongdoing in how the unemployed candidate came up with the $10,440 campaign filing fee. University of South Carolina political science professor Mark Tompkins says the event gives Green a chance to reintroduce himself.
His community is creating a congenial forum for him to do a better job of explaining why he's running and what he hopes to accomplish.
Green's appearance has attracted so much attention that it's been moved from a local church to a school gymnasium. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Welch.
Arizona Senator John McCain squared off with Republican challenger J.D. Hayworth in a sometimes testy debate last night. Hayworth accused McCain of flip-flopping on illegal immigration, and McCain painted his rival as a faux conservative who is loose with tax dollars. From Washington, this is NPR. Thousands of people fled in panic when gunfire erupted at the Indiana Black Expo in downtown Indianapolis last night. Eight people were wounded, but none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. No arrests have been made. Some arrests have been made in a deadly shooting at a party at a state park just east of Seattle last night. Two men were killed and four wounded. Authorities have recovered some weapons, but police have not revealed what might have triggered the shooting. A five-day immigration raid in western Colorado has netted 30 gang members. Conrad Wilson of member station KDNK reports.
Vienna is considered the gateway to Eastern Europe, which has one of the fastest-growing epidemics in the world. Human rights, the empowerment of women, and prevention of HIV are the key social issues on the international AIDS agenda. Attacks upon gays and other men who have sex with men, the denial of services to injection drug users, and restrictions on travel of people with HIV are viewed as contributing to the spread of HIV. A series of panels featuring international AIDS experts and government representatives will discuss these issues. The failure of wealthier countries to respond to gaps in treatment for people with HIV will round out the first sessions. The day is capped by a welcome from host country president Heinz Fischer and a message from singer Annie Lennox, who is scheduled to perform Tuesday night. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
And that was actually the story on an AIDS conference planned. A brush fire charred 10 acres near the California ranch of former President Ronald Reagan, but crews knocked down the blaze with the help of water-dropping helicopters. The fire was about a quarter mile from the Reagan Ranch, which is now a historical center. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.